Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
Well, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Oh, we're living life.
I hear you. Well, no, I just got on here, so I missed all the good stuff.
you didn't miss much, but
it would have been great. I mean, you could have used the content for songwriting. I probably made it into a song. I was just watching the Never Say Never video, and It's so funny when you hear a song, and in my head, I think the video should be like two people rustle around in sheets, and yet the concept is totally different than what would have been in my brain.
Well, they're rustling around in the jail cell.
That's because she's with she gets with the bad boy, and then he takes her down a bad lane. Let's talk about that video.
Nominated for a video of the year at the CMTs coming up, by the way. So congrats on that.
Thank you. That's that video was definitely one of the coldest videos I've ever shot. We were at Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, and just absolutely freezing. I think it was colder in the prison than it was outside, because obviously it's not functioning. I don't know what year it closed down, but the parts, it was just a weird feeling.
Was it creepy? It was
pretty creepy. I mean, just the stuff on like the jail cell, like the walls and stuff that people had written on there. I mean, one guy had like the tally marks of how many days in there. I mean, that stuff like that, it was just kind of creepy. But Lainey saw more of the prison than me. She shot her solo performance somewhere where I guess there's like people do tours there, and there was some hologram of some old prisoner there, and I was like, I'm glad I did not see that. I was creeped out enough by just shooting the video. But it was the concept when Michael Monaco that directed it told me the idea. I'm like, wow, that sounds like something I'd want to watch on Netflix or something. I was like, I wish the video could have been a little longer. Honestly, I feel like there was more of the story we could have told, but we only 3+ minutes. You gotta get it going. So
it's very dishy, and it's a great video. So we hope that you win.
And I think a lot of prisons like that are kind of known to be haunted as well. Did you get that feeling at all? Did you see anything weird?
Do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know what I've never seen one, but I'm probably glad I haven't. There's a behind the scenes video where I don't know if we've posted it yet or not, but there's literally like somebody standing up in a cell up there, and I didn't know they were there, and I thought it was a ghost. So that's funny you asked me that. Wow. But it was, I mean, it scared me, but it was honestly so cold. We were just like in between takes. We had hand warmers in our jackets and stuff, just trying to, I don't know why it was so cold that day, but it was. So, that hologram thing Lainey saw, I feel like that was kind of like a ghost thing. I wouldn't want to be in there by myself watching that. So,
yeah. And the song itself as a duet, I noticed, I thought it was kind of cool. Normally when you have duets, like one person will sing a verse, next person will sing a verse. I like how it goes back and forth a lot faster. It's like a couple of words and then back and forth and back and forth.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you even noticing that. That's honestly, this was no doubt going to be a duet. We wrote it to be a duet. At the time we wrote it, I hadn't had, a big song like that yet with anybody. Me and Dirks did that thing, but not like a male female duet that like is always a big point in everybody's career, I think. And Lainey, I just I mean, now looking back, when she's winning all these awards, she's doing, I was already a fan, but it's like, man, I don't think it could have worked out any better. There's nobody I can imagine singing on that with me than her. And it just took a while to get the song out of me. I wrote it back at the end of 2018. So, I mean, that's 18 or 19 or something. So it's been a little while. And but to have her on, I mean, she's, you know, obviously a huge reason the success of it. And she's one of my new favorite people, man. We've got to hang doing promotion for this. And she just, I could not be happier for her and just all the success she's having. So.
Us too.
It's so fun when you know somebody is so amazing right off the top, and then everybody else starts to recognize it. But are you ever like, hey, I knew it first. I knew it first.
I wouldn't claim that. She's had a lot of people probably believing in her, you know, before I really, but I had met her before I really heard her music, and I could just tell by her personality. I was like, this girl's cool, man. I like her. And then her debut album comes out, and I legit, you know, I'm a fan of her songs. And just the timing of everything, you know, her Things the Man Ought to Know was looking like it was about to peak, and somebody around, we were talking, they were like, what about Lainey? I'm like, oh my, I was like, you think she would do it? I was like, I'm actually a fan of hers. That would be amazing, you know, and just all the things that have to happen for different labels and whatever to do that a lot of people probably don't even realize. I didn't even realize, you know, and, but we got it worked out, and just her team's been great. And I can't imagine anybody else singing on it, but looking back, as much as I thought this song would have been out way before now, we may have messed it up. You know, I don't know. I'm so glad, thankful for her on it. And you can just tell she's got a lot of people pulling for her. And I'm one of those folks too. So
we are also huge Lainey Wilson fans as well. We're also huge Hardy fans. We're kind of obsessed with Hardy. Can we talk about Down to the Bar?
I want to ask three things. We do a little behind the song feature, and it's where were you? What were you thinking? And what were you drinking when that song came about with Hardy?
Down to the Bar?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where were we? We were in Jordan Schmidt, that he produced. He produced several songs on here. It was all songs we wrote together with Hardy too.
This the day after Kobe Bryant passed?
That's the Every Beer.
That song. Okay.
So that's definitely a crazy story as well. But the Down to the Bar is me, Hardy, Jordan Schmidt, and then Josh Thompson. For some reason he couldn't make it in person, so he zoomed in and he's on the computer and we're all in there. And all right, so that's where we were. We're at Jordan's. What
were you thinking?
What were you thinking? I was thinking that Hardy just started singing this melody that sounded like a hit. The take my book hard down to the bar, down. I'm like, that's cool. But the whole thing that I was thinking, and I could not stop picturing, I was thinking about the video. I'm like, man, and you don't ever know if you're going to make a video, if you're going to record the song or not. But I was like, if we record this, the video, can you imagine the girl, like, he's getting dumped and like she's dropping him off at the bar, like on the way out of town. I was like, that's just, to me, I could already see the video. And so that's what I was thinking. And honestly, it was the morning time. It wasn't, I don't even know what day it was, some weekday. So believe it or not, I was probably drinking a LaCroix. So I've drank some other things since then when I sing that song. That's actually the song we opened up the tour with. So, you know, I might have a little whiskey or something in a cup to celebrate that one. But that was that day. I'll never forget writing that song and just thinking about there's so many lines in it, from the first verse to the taking all everything, take the forks, the spoons, the mop and the broom, but just please, if you got room for me, just put me in there. It's comical. And we shot the video a few weeks ago. So hopefully that'll be out soon. And I actually have Travis Denning and Ashley Cook a part of the video, because Hardy's out on tour. So I don't know how we're getting his part in there, but we'll get him in there somehow. So
I saw Travis Denning and Ashley Cook they're on the Down to the Bar tour as well. What's some of the most fun y'all have had so far? Cause I know we haven't really talked to Ashley a whole lot yet, but I know Travis is a super funny guy. I feel like he could be a comedian.
He could be on SNL. Like, we've decided, like,
I feel like you got some funny videos you post as well. Are you guys kind of having like your own little comedy tour going on as well, or what's going on with that?
Yeah. I mean, Travis, you nailed that. I mean, he is one of the funniest, but Ashley is amazing too. We're all having a blast, but Travis, I'm trying to think what, we've got this idea. It's probably going to ruin the surprise again. I bet we're not going to get to do it because the tour's about over, but we do this 90s medley or you know, we'll just do a bunch of different songs. And Travis, one we end with before we get Ashley out is Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up. And there's that guitar part at the beginning, and it's just loud.
Yeah.
And we had this prank where we wanted to set Travis with his guitar amp up behind a door, and then tell people I needed to speak with him in the VIP room, and get him go in there, and Travis just wail on the guitar and just scare the heck out of him, and call it getting Garthed. But I don't think we hadn't done that yet. But that's just Travis's. I mean, a lot of times we're in there, we'll hang and maybe have a drink after the show, before the show. I try to support them, watch some of their set, and but he is absolutely hysterical. You obviously know him if you know how funny he is, but yeah. He just never seen him in a bad mood, man. He's just a good one to have out there. And obviously he's just hilarious.
Hey, speaking of some funny skits and whatnot, I think the last time we talked, you were with Lainey and Holly had Photoshopped some bell bottoms on you for Bell Bottom Country. You said that you wouldn't actually wear them though. And then it seemed like a month later country radio seminar in Nashville, we saw you in a video wearing bell bottoms.
I know those things never get leaked out either, like, but Lainey posted it, everything. I was like, dang, Lainey. I'm kidding, but
he was inspired by our photo shoot. I would say that
you did a great job with the Photoshop, but honestly it just shows how much I'd do anything for Lainey. That was funny though, getting to see the finished product. She sent it back to me, like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna get crushed for this, but I was like, I don't care. I'm a Lainey Wilson fan, and to see Tracy Lawrence in there doing it too, I was like, all right, I'm cool. I'm good.
Yeah, like, Tracy's down with it. I'm down with it.
I'm doing it. You know, yeah.
It was really good.
Nobody's giving you flack for it. I want to hear this. Because we don't know it. Can we hear the story about the day after Kobe died and the song? Can we go back to that? Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, I just. You know, I'll never forget that day. It was the day after. It was, I wanted to say it was a Monday morning. I don't remember exactly what I'll have to look back and see what day it was, but, it was the day after. I know that because I posted something that morning before I went to write with Hardy and Jordan, over at Jordan's house again. And, I think I posted a picture of Kobe and his daughter and just something to the effect of, you know, you got to make sure you tell people you love, you know, why you have a chance. You just never know. And I just remember how crushed, I mean, everybody was to hear that. And I mean, it hit me really hard. And just to know that no matter who you are, where you are, it can happen to anybody at any time. And it's just, you know, we got in there and it was just kind of, that was the mood that day. We were all just kind of down and we just got to talking and somehow came up with this song that's almost kind of like a life lesson, you know, and you just, it's really just about being, you know, sitting down next to an older man at a bar that's a lot wiser and, you know, lived more years than you. And you're just kind of asking him for advice. And from the very first line, which is something crazy, you know, when we wrote this song, my mom was still around. But I still knew just from people that tell you, like, you better call your mama, you know, every chance you get. And I remember putting that line in the song, you know, and that it always meant a lot to me because, you know, my mom's always been there for me, and just to live that now and be able to tell other people that, you know, you have to live through some things to really know what it feels like. But also this song is one of those, I just think it's got a great message, honestly. And it's just all these things pretty much saying, you don't know how long we have, like that line in the song that says, you know, this life's not like this old dive bar. We don't know when it's our last call, you know? And, that was just something that you listen to the song, you would probably never think, you know, Kobe Bryant or anything like that. But it's just when things happen, I think that's, as songwriters, I think it's our, if it brings up something worth saying and something people need to hear, you know, I think that's our responsibility to not fight that. And some days writing songs, you know, but that, as fun as it was writing Down to the Bar, you know, this is obviously a very serious song about being in a bar. And, you know, it's just crazy to write two totally different songs, but have that feeling of, man, I can't wait for people to hear this, because it's usually the ones that hit you right here, the ones that you're most proud of. And, you know, the other ones are fun to play in the show and live show, but having some experience with songs like You Should Be Here, knowing how much just my personal story and grief have helped other people, was, I feel a deep sense of responsibility to always, you know, that's how I kind of put myself out there, is through my music. And this song is no different. So I appreciate y'all bringing that one up.
Yeah. Of course. Well, we appreciate, by the way, the music too, of you being willing to do that. Cause I think you got to go to a special place for that. So we appreciate you guys doing that. So thank you.
And Stereotype is the name of the album. So I'm wondering, have you ever been stereotyped before for something like, for example,
like killing it or any of
that? Like Rob gets stereotyped all the time as like a Ken doll. Like a.
Oh, I was gonna say. I got the.
Yeah, he's got the hair. It's a whole thing.
You can't help it. You woke up like you look. I mean, like a model. I'm. I don't know what I get stereotyped like. You know, the song obviously is not a serious song, but it's one I think the fans are gonna love, and it's something we've started kind of playing live. But it's also to me, I mean, I was joking, but also honestly, I mean, people, you know, I feel like every song you release is important. That's what you are for that time frame. You know, I remember when I started, I feel like country music's kind of shifted a little since 2013 when I, you know, first got on the scene with a song called Chillin' It. And I think, you know, as successful as that song was, some people, I think they stereotype, think that's all this kid can do is sing songs like this. But I think that motivates you. And I think, you know, songs like You Should Be Here, Break Up in the End, and there's several on this album that I think it was kind of a little wink, like, you know, that I wanted you to know that I can do other stuff too, you know, and that's, I'm glad I get to sing it all, but honestly, to me, Stereotype, I'm trying to think, probably some kind of guy that thinks he's good at golf, but he's terrible. That with all the golf stuff I wear, I'm like, God, you must love golf. I was like, I do. I don't know why I love it so much, because I should be way better as much as I love it.
Yeah. Well, hey, one more thing before we go. We do a last laugh on our show. We want to know who makes you laugh the most, like a stand-up comedian.
Or even movies or whatever.
Is Chris Rock too soon? Should I
say? He is very funny.
I was talking about the thing last night.
We think that was a setup.
We think it was fake.
I was joking. I know that's what, I don't know what to think anymore. Who knows what's real, what's not, but that's, I'm glad I wasn't on either of that.
Let me tell you, if you made a joke about someone's wife and then they started walking up to you, would you stand there with your hands behind your back and your hat out ready to take it? No,
I know. It looked like he kind of stuck his.
Yeah,
his,
but I think it's fake.
And who's slapping people? Like, what is that? Silly.
I don't make jokes about people for that reason. I don't want to get slapped. And it's not nice. So.
Yeah, yes. That's true.
Who makes me laugh? I'm trying to think here. You know who? And he's from Tennessee that I just discovered the past year or two. Is Nate Bargatze. That guy is hilarious to me. He's speaking of golf, he loves golf, and I got to play with him one time, and he's just, I remember discovering his stand-ups on Netflix and just could not stop watching. It's hilarious. So
he's up there with our very top picks with everyone.
He's good company.
He's amazing. I love all his, we've seen all of his Netflix specials. I want to go see him in person. I haven't seen him in person too. Yet.
I know he did the rhyme in here. I want to go see him. I definitely want to go see it because I'd never really paid that much attention. Then I saw that his Netflix specials and his delivery. He's hilarious. So.
Yeah. And you know, we like about him is that we don't have to edit any of his content because we don't have to beep anything.
Yeah, he doesn't swear.
He doesn't swear. It's all clean. Yeah.
Just a great guy. Like, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know how hard it is. I mean, people that they, you know, profanity, whatever, it's for some reason, it just makes things funnier, but to be that funny and not do that and not use that as just a little, you know, cheap way to laugh, that's pretty, I respect that. So it's, he's a good one, but there's so many funny people out there. I'm going to stick to writing songs.
All right. We'll get that on there, and congrats on the new album, man. We love what we've heard so far.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I can't wait for it to be out and everybody to hear everything, but thank y'all for the time and being willing to talk about the new stuff. I mean, it's exciting.
Of course. Yeah. Anytime.
We love it. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Much. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.